This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Andrea Riseborough is a good actress, maybe even a great actress, but does she deserve to be nominated in the Best Actress category at the Oscars? The people who run the Oscars are looking into it. Riseborough is nominated for her role in Two Leslie. She plays a poor single mother struggling with addiction who quickly burns through money she won in the lottery.
Hey, that baby!
What did I say? No drinking!
I'm your mother. You cannot talk to me
mother.
This way, James.
Mother!
Yes, your mama.
Sarah,
stop
drunk!
I am sick.
Well, practically no one saw Two Leslie or even heard of it until some huge stars began promoting it on social media. Stars like Gwyneth Paltrow, Courtney Cox, Amy Adams, Edward Norton. The Academy says it now wants to make sure the promotional campaign around the film and Riseborough's nomination didn't violate its guidelines. If that happened, Riseborough could lose her nomination. Matt Bellany is the founding partner of Puck News, where he covers money and power in Hollywood. Welcome back, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Great to have you. So explain the campaign around this film. What was the promotional campaign?
Well, this was described as a grassroots campaign because obviously this is a very small movie, a small distributor. They did not have the money that some of these big studios have to stage these lavish campaigns with the billboards and the ads on television and radio and the whole thing. So they started calling and emailing people. Obviously, Andrea Riseborough has friends in the industry. Her director on the film, his wife is Mary McCormick, who is a very well-connected actress. Their manager is a guy named Jason Weinberg, who represents dozens of actors. And they started calling and emailing people saying, please, would you see the movie? Would you post about it? Would you come to a screening? And it kind of snowballed from there.
And what's wrong with that, doing all that?
Well, that's the question. It's people have said, well, wait a second, what's wrong? Why can't you do that? You can do that, but the Academy has very specific rules for what is allowed and what is not allowed during the campaign period. And what you are not allowed to do is, quote, lobbying. You're not allowed to harass people. You're not allowed to send multiple emails. There is an Academy e-blast system that you're supposed to use to let people know about your screenings, and you're supposed to use this system to tell people about the movie, but not go overboard and start harassing them. And that's what's alleged here in part.
Who is alleging it? Is someone bringing a complaint?
Yeah, people have notified the Academy. They don't say who, but they did. After I started reporting on some of the grumbling about this and the fact the Academy was getting these complaints, they announced on Friday that they were looking into this and they, quote, are conducting a review of the campaign procedures around this year's nominees to ensure that no guidelines were violated. And they also said that they're going to see if potentially in the future they're going to have to come up with new guidelines that kind of account for social media. Because one of the things that happened here that's interesting is people started posting very specific instructions to their fellow actors. There was an actress named Frances Fisher, who you might remember from Titanic. Mm-hmm. She was posting these very specific things saying, everyone should vote for Andrea Riseborough number one. It's a ranked ballot system. Vote for Andrea Riseborough number one, because some of these other actresses like Michelle Yeoh or Danielle Deadwyler or Viola Davis, some of these actors, she said, are locks, quote unquote locks. So vote for Andrea Riseborough. Does saying that another actress is a lock, so don't vote for her, vote for Andrea Riseborough, is that disparaging? Good question.
And also, Frances Fisher wasn't involved in the film, right? So how much can the film's producers, director, actors, whatever, control the actions of other people?
The rules for specific film campaigns apply to people who are working with the campaign. And if it is found that someone like Frances Fisher, for instance, was receiving materials to post from the campaign, things that someone like Frances Fisher may not have been able to find on her own to post, maybe the campaign was sending those to her. We don't know.
It seems like it's very much in the eye of the beholder in certain circumstances. What is harassing? What is lobbying? I mean, you have studios, as you say, who have a lot of money, throwing lavish parties, throwing big screenings and Q&As and all that. How is that not lobbying, and why is that allowed? But then a kind of a social media campaign along these lines may not be allowed.
It is allowed because those are the rules. So it may seem odd, but in this case, how many emails a day is considered harassing? I mean, I talked to a representative for an actor who felt pressured to post to kind of make the outreach go away. And is that okay? There should be some guidelines around these rules.
So what happens if they determine that, yes, indeed, the rules were violated? What happens to her nomination?
Well, there's broad leeway on the Academy Board of Directors, Board of Governors part, where they can do everything up to disqualifying her. I don't think that is going to happen here. They could punish someone like Frances Fisher. They could suspend her from the Academy for a year. They could also do nothing, and they could promulgate a new rule going forward saying, okay, we see that there were some issues here, confusion, and people didn't follow these rules. From now on, these are the rules, and we're going to change them. And they've done that in the past, where they've updated the rules after a violation. They've also suspended people. There was a songwriter in 2014 who had his nomination revoked because he was emailing members of the music branch saying, hi, here's my materials, vote for me.
By the way, this is all good advertising and free advertising for the movie, because now we're talking about it.
Absolutely. And I talked to several people this weekend who rented it on pay-per-view and watched it and liked it. So, you know, none of this would be happening if the performance didn't deliver. It just does put a little bit of a taint around the whole thing. And there's an ick factor around it. And we'll see what the Board of Governors does here.
So I think a lot of people are wondering if her nomination, she is a white actress, came at the expense of nominations for two Black actresses, Viola Davis and Danielle Deadwyler. They, as you said earlier, were considered locks by many people to be nominated, and they were not.
The perception in the community that Viola Davis for The Woman King and Danielle Deadwyler from Till were considered front runners. They had big studio campaigns behind them. They were doing all the press, and the precursor awards had nominated them. Now, do we know who the number six actress is? No, we probably will never know, because they're probably not, even if they disqualify Riseborough, they're not going to put the sixth actress into that spot. But that is a backdrop here, where many people in the community believe that the reason why the Academy has been so aggressive on this and doing the investigation is because of this perception that the cronyism and the relationships that this white actress may have had pushed out these Black actresses who may have not had those same kind of relationships.
Matt Bellany covers Hollywood for Puck News, and you can hear him every Friday at 1 and 6 on KCRW's The Business with Kim Masters. Matt, thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, do you secretly sing along with Hall & Oates songs? Do you know the Pina Colada song, even though you have no idea who sang it? Well, you're going to love the next segment. It's a celebration of soft rock. That's next on Press Play.